I'm Jackie Britton for this exclusive Game Day Live interview, joined now by Jonathan Casillas. And you're a few games in here with the Patriots now. What have you learned about this team?
A lot. Number one, you know, starting from the head man in charge, you know, it's all about football, you know, and keep it business, keep it professional, you know, and that's what you want to do. You know, it's fun in games, of course, because, you know, this is the game that we all love. But at the same time, it's business here. And, you know, as soon as I got here, I realized that from day one.
Last week, you started in place of an injured Dante Hightower. Just what's been your thoughts? How do you feel as you kind of get comfortable here? Are you familiar with the playbook, or is it still kind of a whirlwind a little bit?
I wouldn't say whirlwind. I mean, first when I got here, it was a lot. You know, it was like cramming for a final that you just realized you got tomorrow, you know, and that's kind of where I was at. But Hightower being down last week, and, you know, that was, you know, able for me to get the starting nod. And, you know, he was like a coach. You know, he helped me out a lot, and Jamie did, and I did some exercises with Pat Graham, and, you know, I feel like I did okay. My preparation was okay, you know, and just got to keep getting better, keep studying, and keep learning the playbook more and more.
Well, the chance to clinch the division, do you guys pay attention to that at all during this week, or is it just another game?
It definitely is just another game, but as the season progresses, the games get more and more important, and it's just one of those times where, you know, it is December, you know, it is, you know, finalizing, you know, basically getting yourself in position for the playoffs, you know, but we take it one game at a time. And I wasn't here when we lost to Miami, but, you know, Miami beat us the last two times, and, you know, it's a good team in the division, so it's a huge, huge game.
Well, how about a non-football question for you? Do you have any superstitions, or maybe just tell us something about yourself that maybe fans don't know?
Well, I'm not really superstitious, okay, but I do respect other people's superstitions. You know? So I don't, you know, when somebody be like, oh, don't do that, you know, I'm like, all right, that's fine. But I know the reason, actually. When I was younger, as a football team, when we was in high school, we used to do push-ups to make our arms look bigger. And we used to do like 50 to 100 push-ups and, you know, walk out there, you know, looking all swole. But since then, I never stopped doing 50 push-ups for the game.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really need to make my arms look bigger now, and it's not really my thought process. It's just I've been doing it, and I remember one time I took off, and I didn't do it before the game. And Casey Hogan, he was a backup linebacker in Wisconsin. He was like, bro, like, what are you doing? I didn't see you do your push-ups today.
Uh-oh.
And I did them, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to miss a day of push-up before a game, and okay, I haven't.
All right, well, we'll look for that on Sunday then. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
All right,
guys, so Jonathan Casillas there. And as we said before, the Patriots do have an opportunity to clinch the division here, and that would also earn them a home playoff game if they're able to take care of the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. Now, one of the most important things is the progression of the offensive line. Now, in week one, that was certainly an issue. The Patriots' offensive line allowed 4 sacks, a number that hasn't been that high since then. They've certainly worked a lot to get to a better place this season, only allowing 3 out of the last 5 weeks. So certainly a good thing to have the offensive line gelling together at this point. Now, the Patriots do have the home field advantage, so I certainly think they can take care of business this Sunday against the Patriots. So that'll do it for this exclusive report, and we'll see you next time.